5-year plan.
Written by Mask of the Ray.
Read by Rena Jenkins.
And Bessie Boo.
This story was recorded as part of the Tag Dive game at Podfication 2018, specifically for the tags Angst and Hijinks.
Clark, what are you doing here?
Alfred called and said he didn't want to be in charge of you anymore. Out of your tree, and I will not be responsible for any damages done to the cave or to Master Bruce. So I'm here. Do you want to talk?
No, you go tell Alfred that nobody's out of their tree.
I don't know, Bruce. You look pretty rough right now, with the one glove, half a bat suit, and the purple eyeliner.
Damn it! I told Stephanie not to leave that around. Shut up, Clark.
Sorry, I always did wonder if you put eyeliner on. Guess I have my answer. You sure you don't want to talk?
No, leave me alone.
Bruce.
Clark.
Fine, I don't know why I bother. I'll just go tell Alfred that you're liable for your own actions. If you destroy the computer, it's none of my business. I'll go.
Ugh, fine. Clark! Clark! Come back, Clark! I'm sorry! Ow.
Bruce, are you okay?
God damn it, let me go! I'm fine. I just miscalculated where the floor was.
Right. How much have you had to drink, exactly?
It wasn't that much!
Right. Anyway, you were apologizing before you tripped?
Ugh, yes, fine. I'm sorry, Clark. I don't always mean to be a jerk.
Okay, then. Now, are you going to tell me what this is really about?
Don't laugh.
I won't, promise.
Don't.
Okay!
It's about poetry.
Poetry.
See, you're laughing.
No, I'm not. I'm just confused. You got drunk because of poetry, Bruce. What were you reading?
Love poetry.
What?
You heard me.
Okay, but why?
I was practicing my Spanish, reading Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz, old Spanish language poetry. If you can analyze it, it helps with language comprehension and reasoning.
I don't need to learn a language, Bruce. Tell me what happened.
Well, fine. But the next time you want something translated, you'll have to go to someone else.
Okay, I'm sorry. But what were you saying?
Fine. I was saying that I was reading old Spanish language poetry by Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz. And I read this one poem, Love Opened a Mortal Wound, and it got me thinking.
Okay, so you read a poem. How did we get here?
Clark, you don't get it. It was the poem.
The poem. A poem got you like this?
Oh, forget it.
No, wait, I'm sorry. It's just, I'm confused as to why you're drunk at 6 p.m. on a Thursday night over a poem.
Very well, I'll explain.
Thank you.
Well, it's that for some reason this one stuck with me. It felt especially relevant this week. Stacy and I broke up.
Stacy?
Oh my God, Clark, you're a journalist. I need to hire better reporters.
Shut up.
Stacy was my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Blonde, tall, skinny, likes pink.
That was Stella.
Oh, right. Sorry.
No problem. Anyway, Stacy and I broke up.
But I thought you weren't...
I wasn't.
Then why?
It still hurts to end a relationship. It's another name on the list of Waynettes. Another article about how billionaire Bruce Wayne is single again, or why can't Brucey keep a girl?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't really the poem.
No.
But it made you think things.
Yes.
And so your response was to get drunk.
Well, yes, I guess, since we're here.
Bruce, you can't do this every time you have a feeling.
I know, Clark, but it's just, I'm alone. I'll always be alone. All my relationships end in disaster. And when I actually do care for them, it's even worse. Andrea, Selena, Talia, Silver, Vicky.
Bruce, I get it. You're lonely. And that sucks, and I'm sorry about that. But that doesn't make this okay. Or explain how a poem got you here.
Ugh, fine. I'll read it to you. Damn it. The floor keeps moving.
Do you need help?
No, let me just...
You sure?
Fine. I hate you.
All right. One, two, three.
Ugh! Thanks.
Yeah. Now, where are we going?
The library.
Okay.
It should still be out on that reading table. Little leather book.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
So... Do you still want me to read it, or...?
Fine. You don't have to. Here, just sit on the couch. I'll read it.
Thanks, Clark.
Oh.
Get it now?
Yeah, I guess.
Thought so. What?
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
You know, I'm single too. I get it. It sucks.
Yeah.
I wish I could find the right person.
I know. It doesn't help when half your dates have to be kept secret either.
What?
Oh, when I go out with guys.
What?
Don't tell me you're a bigot, Clark.
No. I'm just confused.
Well, you see, sometimes boys like boys and girls like...
No, not about that. I didn't know you were gay.
I'm not.
But...
I'm bi.
Oh. Did you know that I'm gay?
Yeah.
Ow!
What the hell was that, Clark?
You asshole! You knew and you didn't tell me?
What the fuck? Why would I do that? It's none of my business.
Well, I wouldn't have had to worry about how to tell you, first of all.
You were going to come out to me?
Yeah, of course. You're one of my best friends. Bruce? You okay?
God damn it, Clark!
Are you crying?
No.
You are. Sorry, I hate you.
It's fine. You know.
What?
If we're both single in 5 years...
Oh, no. This is a bad idea. You're drunk.
No! Hear me out! We get along. You know my secret identity. I know yours. You've already met Alfred, and I've met your parents. My kids adore you. Our insane schedules wouldn't be a problem. There'd be no lying, no going behind one another's backs. Why not?
That's
not actually a bad plan. See, I'm right. I'm always right.
I was going to say that's crazy. And you're drunk.
It's not. If it is crazy, tell me that you honestly weren't considering it just now.
Fine.
See?
Okay. It does make a certain amount of sense. I'll give you that.
But,
well, there is one problem.
What? What is it?
I haven't told them.
Who? What?
My parents.
Are they going to judge you for being gay?
Bruce, I'm literally an alien, and you think they're going to have a problem with my sexuality?
Well, they are traditional and Midwestern. Ow, what was that for?
For stereotyping my parents.
Sorry. Well, if that's not it, then what is the problem?
If I tell them I'm gay, they're going to expect Superman to come out too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, my offer still stands. If in 5 years we're both still single, take me on a date. That's all I'm asking, Clark.
If I say yes, are you going to remember this in the morning?
No, probably not. But I'll do my damnedest.
Okay, then.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
All right, then. Now we wait, I guess. Clark?
Yes, Bruce?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Five years later. One minute.
Oops. Bruce! Hi. Sorry, there's...
For someone with super reflexes, you sure are clumsy. Here, let me.
Oh, thanks. You didn't have to pick up all the magazines.
Sure I did. I just don't know why you have so many.
It's for work. I need to stay caught up on the latest writing trends and see what people are talking about.
So you say every time. Wouldn't it be better to buy a digital subscription?
You've gone too far.
Oh, that's right. You work in print media.
Did you just... Was that a joke?
No comment.
Okay. Now I really have to know. Why are you here?
Our date.
What? I don't think we scheduled a meet.
No, Clark. Our date.
What?
Ugh, fine. If you're going to be dense about it, I'll jog your memory. 5 years ago, you agreed to go out on a date with me if we were both single in 5 years. That agreement was made 5 years, one day, and, 6 hours ago. So are you going to keep your word, Boy Scout?
You told me you wouldn't remember that. You were drunk. How did you remember that?
I wrote it down on my calendar.
Oh.
So I take it that's a no on the date then. Clark?
Wait, Bruce, I wasn't saying no.
Oh?
In fact, I think I'd like to say yes.
Oh.
The end.
That was great.
Sorry, I smacked you so hard.
No, that's fine.
Time.
You were totally great. So at Podfication 2018, there was a panel where we invented a bunch of podfic party games. And one of the games that was come up with was called Tag Dive, where you basically click on the browse random tags. The section of AO3 and then click on the random button and then you pick the two largest tags on the page and try and find a fic on the first page of results that has both those tags in it.
That also isn't something you'd be uncomfortable with.
Right, so the podficking aspect is basically, so you do that and then you try and find a fic on the first page of results that you want to podfic. And Marissa and I found this one. The tags that we were searching for
were angst and hijinks, which is kind of funny because they're not things that usually go together.
Right. Exactly. And so we found this one and like somebody was going through on their phone and like reading off all of the options and somebody was like, oh, this is like a DC one with like Bruce and Clark and a bunch of people looked at me and Rena Jenkins. And I was like, let me look at that. I think we'll just record that one, actually.
The tags for this include crack, Bruce's drunk, drunken confessions, drunken shenanigans, five-year plan, fluff and angst, humor, dialogue only, which is perfect for podfic.
Yes.
Experimental fic, which, hey, again, we built our own Foley into the recording, so that was great.
We did!
Bruce and Clark are best friends. Cute. Bruce is bi. Clark is gay. Bruce has issues. Bruce is lonely. Sad Batman. And that was the one that said yeah.
So, yeah, we had a great time recording this. And, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Second reader's notes. This podfic was edited in 2019 by Raina Jenkins. The only non-original Foley to this podfic is the elevator door sound and the rustle, thump, sex sounds at the very, very end. Those are the only two things we didn't do live during the original recording because, as much as I love Bessie Boo, we're not quite there yet. Also, neither one of us can successfully imitate an elevator door. But everything else in here, books, stomping, slapping, that's 100% live and 100% real. Again, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.